Hello and welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Introduce yourself.
He forgot how to do it.
Yeah.
What?
He's frozen.
He's cracking under pressure.
Oh, did my hello not go through?
No, it was just you staring at us.
No, I said, I straight up said hello in such a bright way. I said, all right. Well, no, I mean,
you were defiantly staring at the camera. We're like, okay.
I was not.
Can, can you also add?
I like where this is going.
Can you tell the audience who you play?
I think I currently play Fidget right now, the gnome sorceress.
Yes, it is Fidget. Chris?
Hello. I play Grimlock Brownbrick, the dwarven inventor, and the Vegeta of the group.
I don't know about that.
Somehow that didn't make it into the recap.
I feel like you're more than 10.
And Elmer.
Hello. How's it going? I play Anna Carmen.
What class is Anna Carmen?
Oh, she's a swashbuckler. Yeah.
Zach.
What's up? I'm Zach. I play Naz. I'm a rogue and also a backup plan.
I think it's the first time you ever qualified yourself as a rogue.
I know. I had a lot of internal battle with myself for a second on whether I should say it or not. But this time I did. First and last.
And Marcus.
Marcus, I'm Snap the Snow Goblin, the kid Gohan of the group. Just waiting for my dad, Akbu, to come back to life.
It's canon now. It's canon now.
I mean, the ages, it works.
Gohan's pretty tight.
I'm just never going to grow up. That was the only issue with him.
I don't remember Gohan.
What?
I forget Dragon Ball Z. That was years ago. I only watched up to, I think, Boo.
You don't remember Gohan. Joe,
that's the whole...
Yeah, that's the whole fucking show.
That's the entire show.
I only remember up to GT.
It was so long ago. I remember Piccolo dying. And that sucked. That made me upset.
Wait, you don't remember Gohan whatsoever?
Like, I... kind? Does
he him and Trunks? Cell.
Him and Trunks are like friends, right?
No,
I mean kind of.
Yeah, they are.
Well, there's multiple Gohans.
Well, that's Goten. Goten and Trunks are like they're the buddies.
This is why I don't understand it. No, there's too much going on from my little kid brain.
I'm the cool one. That's only cool when he's young.
Super Saiyan 2. Yeah.
Is that the one that has the monkey tail?
No, Gohan
had the monkey tail for a long time.
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
See, I know more than Zach. I'm the true weeb.
Okay.
All right.
Damn it.
I don't think you're Vegeta, Chris. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think Grimlock's Vegeta.
You're the dude that came down with Raditz with bald head.
No. We already said we already gave the roles.
No, you know what? You know what? Grimlock gives me some huge Hercule vibes. Strongest man in the world.
Is that the wrestler?
No, he's a master martial artist, strongest man in the world.
Oh my gosh. Krillin?
He's the big phony.
Yeah.
So I went down the Dragon Ball Z rabbit hole. Sorry. Okay, I'm back. All right. So, listeners, it's been a while, obviously. So, if you are just joining us and this is your first episode ever.
It's fucking weird.
That's wild. But, hi. We're the Makers Misfits. We have a recap episode that me, Chris, and Navar from Secret Nerd Podcast put together. That'll be releasing, that's already released. So this is in the past. Go listen to that. It's funny.
Oh, I can't wait to listen to that one.
A lot happened. It's crazy. But if you decide, you know what, that's not my cup of tea and you just want to jump right in, well, you're going to be really confused with the episode that was before this because that was recorded months ago and hasn't been released yet. So that'll be fun. But just in case, and for my players, I just wanted to play something for you guys.
My players.
Here we go. It's a brand new day. The sun has begun to give the glow of orange over the city of Aberton. And just past Aberton, in the distance, we can see a circus being set up. From this point of view, they just look like ants scrambling about on a green hill. But as we zoom in, we see the circus of wayward wanderers working around the camp. Myron is busy putting up the big top with the help of Grimlock and Akbu. Naz is smoking a cigarette with the other clowns. Snap and Snowflake are practicing their routine far away from the rest of the circus. Fidget is chatting excitingly with a rat. and the professor is snorting some cat in the forest. This looks like the night of the first show. Scenes begin to play for us. We see the show from the view of an audience member. We see the hecklers, the juggling, the lack of juggling. We hear the cheers of Naz echo throughout the tent. We also see and hear Kent falling into a flaming pile. And then we hear sick giggles as well close by. All of this is seen and heard from the same point of view. That scene fades. We see from afar a bear with a jersey and a taped ankle knock out Akbu. Again, the giggles. We see Myron's body dug halfway in a hole behind the big top. We see a huge fight with a whole crew of Naz trying to bite a giant rat, Snowflake running in to flank it, Fidget using her powers to throw rocks, Snap aiming a rocket and a slingshot at a gnome in a rat headdress, Grimlock wrapped in lively vines, and Akbu taking a posture on one leg prepared to strike the rat woman. Then we see a knife plunge into the rat-looking woman. Again, the giggles. That scene fades. A new day is starting, and again, we see the camp awake and sprawling with commotion from afar. The group that I was exploring last night seem to be fighting again, but what they are fighting can't be seen from this distance. The view now is blocked by green shrubbery. Naz is limping away from the fight while Akbu rushes in. Akbu is seen throwing fist after fist in a constant fury until he just stops. The once green half-orc has become gray and frozen. This time, there are no giggles, just pure laughter. Now the point of view has changed. It seems to be coming from Fidget. The scenes come quick, the introduction of Anna Carmen to the group, and all the awkwardness that was felt then can still be felt. There is a conversation with the mayor, Snap having a conversation with a boar, a bar fight with the neighborhood gang. The smell of urine is uniquely strong in that bar. There is a view of a quiet, peaceful mill. Then the very next scene is that mill exploding in the distance as Grimlock, Naz, and Snap all high-five in freeze frame. The point of view changes to Akbu. There's nothing. We see from Grimlock's point of view Anna Carmen doing acrobatic jumps on the top of the sickliest-looking horse you could have ever imagined. We see Akbu falling over in statue form and shattering as we run towards him. We hear that laughter over and over now. Next scene is Naz's point of view. We see the blue sky, nice sun, then we see vines, and then we see a mouth, and then all we see is darkness as we are swallowed whole by a giant plant. Before the world goes black, we can barely make out a small closet in the background smiling to himself. Then we see a blade in Anna Carmen's hands as they reach in and help pull us out. The next scene we see that same closet with his wing cut off, and left with many stab wounds on the ground. The scene changes, and we're all of a sudden in the Hermitage. We see the crew halfway help the mayor up to his feet. The next scene, we see Snap trying desperately to convince his friends to look for Naz. Grimlock and Anna Carmen debate the uses of soap. Then we're in the library, fighting against demonic entities. And a giant claw comes crashing down on our point of view. The world goes black. The crew is now fighting against a half-naked chef in a poorly kept kitchen. Then the next fight against demonic giant monitor lizards and demon-worshipping priests in this really badass-looking room that was vastly underappreciated. After, we see Harlock, the lead druid of the Hermitage of Blessed Lightning, talking fast to the group. No one really seems to be caring. We see the group being harassed by a large clown, a ripped shirtless guy, and an automaton in a forest with a stream in the background. That laughter is back. The next scene shows the same stream, tinted red, and the laughter's gone. The scene changes altogether now. We see the big top tent filled with townspeople. We see the professor urging Grimlock to remove the nets as Anna Carmen's on top of the trapeze. And we see a now serious-looking Fidget watching in the background. The next scene we see from the professor's point of view, as Anna Carmen stands over him, and Eliza grabs a chain from her neck and hands it over to the serious-looking Fidget. The next scene, we see a large pyramid structure, with an orangish ball rotating around it. We see Grimlock being ganged up on at the bottom of a stairwell. We see Naz lighting a nest on fire. We see Snowflake buddy up with a dinosaur looking just like her. And then we see Snap holding an egg. The camera zooms in on the egg. It moves a little. The egg is now in Snap's backpack as he is being dragged up the side of a cliff. The view changes to his perception as we look back and see a giant spider climbing the wall chasing us. The next scene we see from Snap as well, as the spider bites the serious-looking Fidget and they slap against the wall. Then we see an orange fleck touch Fidget's chest and the old glow comes back to her. The scene changes to four pictures of towers painted on a mud brick wall, all of them being circled by similar-looking balls as the one that circles this tower. We see Bellinelli doing push-ups and glistening in sweat. That pee smell is back. The next scene, we see through Anna Carmen's eyes. We see the badass Zolgath Lieutenant holding his head after being struck by a comically large rock. We see Anna Carmen's lunge toward him and run him through with her blade. That intimidating glare crosses her face. And we're back. We are indeed back. With the end of that battle taking place, Anna Carmen delivering the final blow against the Grimlock Sergeant, or Lieutenant.
Grimlock Sergeant?
Oh, Zolgath Lieutenant. Or Grimlock, if you want to. You can do that too.
But Joe, I think you have a business to be an audiobook narrator.
Just for you guys.
Sweet. We love it.
All right. So, what would you guys like to do?
Heal.
Okay.
Y'all kept track of your stats from last time?
Yeah.
Yeah, my
I'm at 34 health points out of my 52.
I'm at 17 out of 40.
Y'all are basically
full. I'm pretty full. I don't need healing.
That just stays in the back.
Yeah.
No, I can heal whoever needs to get healed, right? I mean, who wants to get healed?
I'll get healed.
Roll me too, please.
Risky surgery. Bring it on. I'm ready.
Risky?
Risky. Gotta go risky.
I would also like a risky business.
All right. Grimlock first. Okay. 7 damage.
Oh my god.
You're dead. Okay. So that's an automatic success. And it's an automatic. How many do you remember, Joe? How many D8?
No. Wow. I think it's 2D8 for the original one. I don't know how much a risky surgery is.
It is critical success. 4D8.
Whoa.
Just beat 7.
14.
Oh my god. That's minus 7. You have 7 points.
Next. Who's next?
Grimlock leaves from you, really just kind of pissed off, mumbling to himself.
All right, Anna Carmen. 1 damage.
Ooh, ayo.
Oh, wow.
That's a failure.
Yeah.
Wait, what? So I just get hurt?
But I get a +2 bonus for risky.
Oh, okay.
So it's a 16. So that's a pass, right?
Yeah, and that's an automatic crit because you passed on risky.
There we go. Ooh! Oh!
22. Oh. 21.
Got it all back.
Man, what do I do with all these extra health points, man?
What do I do?
Save them for a rainy day?
Yeah, if only I could just give them to somebody that, you know, took 7 damage or just
less fortunate. But
if only I could overheal.
Does Fidget?
Fidget will take healing. I'm at 17 out of 40.
Regular or risky?
Regular. I'm not. I don't want to risk it.
25.
Fuck you.
So wait, is that a critical success?
Does that be 16? Oh
no, has to be over 20.
Oh, okay, cool. Fuck yeah.
So 19.
Shit, boy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad we're all ready for the final,
for the last room.
Grimlock walking first.
So we just like there was a fighting like room, right? We cleared that in the general mm-hmm. Grimlock, as you said.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they just now we can see the staircase up, right?
Yeah. Yep,
that staircase leads up. There is one way up and one way down, and you're looking at it.
Okay.
Did we already check the bodies in this of these guys?
Yeah, they don't hold anything, right, Joe? Like they're like nobodies.
They're pretty useless loot wise.
Probably the only person that had any substantial stuff on them was probably Bellinelli, and I don't even know if we got anything. I think we got a fear mask from Bellinelli's room.
But yes, you got the demon mask, and you got some potions, and you found a bottle of pee. Which, by the way, I'm upset that no one got.
Why? No.
Joe's trying to put it in, plant a seed in our mind that it was a magical bottle of piss, but we're not falling for it.
Joe wants us to drink the piss for some reason.
Yeah, nice try.
To fulfill his little sick kink.
Hey man, no kink shaming.
If you were to listen to the recap,
we're no piss babies in here.
There was a pee smell in two places.
Yeah, neither did Anna Carmen.
Neither did Zach. I mean, now.
No metagame.
No metagame here, Joe. Joe put together that whole 5-minute thing just to subtly hint at that we missed an item.
That's the entire reason he did that. Just to shame us into not picking up a bottle of piss.
Why do I need pee? I have my own.
I make my own.
We only have a temporary lease on liquids, and then we return them.
We don't return them.
Open your third eye.
We send them liquids somewhere else. We don't return.
Open your third eye.
I hate it here. There was a pee selling function happening. Wasn't even an item.
Smelling function?
Wait, are you telling me there's a mechanic based around pee in this game?
Oh, damn it.
Guys, I know what he's talking about because he explained it during the recap. And it was a clever little weaving of a story that went over all of our heads. And maybe we can keep it that way forever. We'll
never know. And now we move on. I was waiting for the explanation.
Ever heard of an Easter egg, Joe? Accidental.
Right. That's just for me. That's Navar, a.
That's
Chris,
a.
Then.
That's a. That's
our
a,
audience has to go back and re-listen.
That's a trivia moment right there.
We don't have that power, but our audience does.
No. Yeah, we can't. We can't go back and listen to things.
DM the account on Twitter if you can solve the case.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's good.
Did Joe just drop his baby?
Did he really?
Oh, no.
I heard a clang. And then Joe just looked down and be like, oh. Like, oh my God.
I did not drop my child.
Oh, I was sturdy.
Babies are sturdy.
It happens.
My God.
Okay. I'm no judging.
I'll be right back.
And Joe's dropping babies.
See, and this is why I said, we can't be trusted. Like, Joe's like, we're going to finish this book today. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
I don't think so. We haven't even gone up the stairs yet. Do you guys want to know about the
piss? No.
The pee thing? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you didn't know. It sounded like you didn't know, but yeah, tell me.
Sure.
So when we went to the bar where like all the kind of like those the criminals kind of kept the CD bar went to.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Where Zach had to go.
I forgot they have a piss operation.
They have a piss op. And basically what we were to discover last episode was what's his name?
Bellinelli.
He was their sole buyer. He was one of the purchasers of the piss because he couldn't get into competitions because he took like
steroids.
PEDs and stuff. So he was buying this clean piss to enter contests. And that's basically what it was. And we found one of the piss jars in there and when we destroyed the piss jar, he was like, I forgot what he said. What was his quote, Joe?
I forget.
He was like, I can't enter the contest now. Something like very clear, but we all just missed it. And it was pretty yes. subtle.
Yeah, yes. Excuse us for not being drawn into piss.
A pee joke from episode 10 reached all the way out to episode 40.
That's why it's a storytelling. You think it's a cheap joke, but really it's a web.
It's a brainer.
Yeah. It all comes back to the piss.
Somehow, like in the middle of all these listenings, the audience is like, "Wow, this is really an anthology series." There's nothing that could tie all these episodes together. Lo and behold, it was piss all along.
There's no consecutive way to listen to this show. It's all garbled. It's all a garbled mess.
I rolled the perception looking at the staircase.
Okay.
Do I see anything?
You see stairs.
Okay, I'm just making sure there's no. You tricked me several times. Don't. Don't look at me like that.
Is there piss on it?
There is no piss on it.
Well, then Grimlock, he walks towards the staircase.
Roll a dexterity check. I'm kidding. No, but if you look to your left, there is a giant gong.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Hey, Naz, I dare you to gong it.
Say that one more time.
I dare you to gong it. The gong? To hit the gong.
You ain't gotta dare me.
No. He missed. There, that's it.
You can't miss a gong.
He rolled a five. He missed the gong.
He didn't have to roll. Zach, why'd you roll?
There's no rolling for the gong.
No, Zach's working under a handicap. Like, he has to roll for everything in his life.
What? Roll to breathe.
Let's listen to the DM.
The gong goes off.
That's what I thought.
Well, now whoever's upstairs definitely knows we're coming now. So I guess that's good for us, I guess.
Straight clean fight. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, straight clean fight against a knowable number of people and in a place we've never been to before. It's great.
Okay, can we go up the stairs now?
So is that your message to me saying you guys are going upstairs?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's saying like we're coming at you.
Here we go.
Coming at you, fucklord.
Excuse me? Did you say to me?
It's what the lizard people call themselves, fucklords, right?
No, they don't. What? That's what I heard.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah. Joe, were you not listening to the recap?
I've rolled knowledge world, and that's the answer I got.
Let's just keep it. Let's keep it rolling. Come on.
Sorry, we're stuck. We're stuck behind a loading screen.
Yeah, basically.
Everything's dark.
Can you guys see?
Nothing.
Darkness.
It's dark.
Darkness.
AKA Charlie Murphy. Oh, what the? I saw a flash, but it's still dark.
Still dark.
It looked like a crazy boss arena.
I wonder what happened.
What? good one, though. Good one.
Some more.
How? What are you doing?
Still pretty damn good.
Yeah, I bet.
Joe lost his touch. Joe lost his touch. Hey, no. I saw a flash of white, but still darkness.
Is that out of the box reference?
Oh yes, sir.
Do you remember Zoom? Did you ever make ice cream?
What?
Zoom? PBS?
Zoom. I wasn't a
Zaboomafoo.
I spilled.
Oh,
steak
I remember that.
You don't you weren't around?
No, I don't think I watched that much PBS.
Really?
Yeah. He's in the streets around that time.
Man, PBS was a good time. What does PBS have now?
That annoying ass Caillou.
Oh, still? I see something, Joe.
Oh, I don't know.
Caillou has to be done.
It's super small. I'm zoomed out all the way.
Hey, I
heard Lil B had a cameo on Caillou.
He is Caillou.
That's kind of cool.
He got a cameo every episode.
That's a fun rap fact, Zach. You should start a Twitter page. Yeah, rap fact. Yeah, just rant. You should start a Twitter page, just rap facts.
That's pretty niche, and I like it.
Yeah,
rap facts. I'm gonna write that down in my notes. Rap facts.
So
Chris can make the logo. Chris is really good with logos.
Joe, we're having a business meeting here. Your campaign can wait.
Fine.
Give us 5 minutes, please.
You're being billed for this, Joe.
Facts. We're
just want to play a game.
All right.
Yeah, y'all QuickBooks, right?
Okay. I'm ready. What a cool arena. Wow.
I don't appreciate it.
It is cool. It's like that's what you see in a freaking video game.
Yeah, why
Elden Rings.
Why don't you like my enthusiasm?
Because I know where that enthusiasm came from.
Joe said it's not enough.
No, I've just known you long enough to know when it's enthusiasm or not.
Well, you don't know him well enough.
Yeah, Joe.
It's hard. He needs a sarcasm detox. Yeah, I was just
don't we all.
When's the longest you think you've gone without sarcasm?
I go a long time.
I go a long time until someone brings me down.
Then I fight back with sarcasm.
Yeah, sarcasm.
I feel like that's... Cold. That holds pretty true for me too.
Shut up. I was kidding.
What'd you say?
Alright. So you guys walk up the stairs and you're greeted with a sun-shaped platform of marble. It rises 10 feet above the flat. Mud brick.
summit of the Aran Tower. Four large columns support another marble slab over the circular staircase in the center of the tower summit. But there are no walls, so the open-air platform provides a commanding view of the Isle of Aran, the Inner Sea, and the Isle of Quartos to the south. A blazing ball of light, 3 feet in diameter, swings around the tower summit in a lazy circle, never approaching closer than within 40 feet of the tower, causing shadows to spin across the marble. The orb provides bright light, but no heat. Instead, a soothing feeling of growth and life emanates from it. On the platform, a small heap of ripped nets, broken poles, and other debris is surrounded by several charcoal marks of geometric shapes. You also see three Zolgaths staring at a much larger, intimidating Zolgath, who's holding one of the scout Zolgaths you've seen before by the neck over the edge of this tower. And you just hear in the background, or you just hear them speak, the larger Zolgath speaking in that tongue you've heard so long. And he just throws the scout directly into the orb as it passes by, and it just obliterates him into pieces.
Maybe if we just wait here, he'll throw the rest of them off.
He turns around and sees you, Grimlock.
Oh, so much for
just,
that.
Just you, Grimlock.
Yeah, so much for that plan.
And then he looks over you and sees Anna Carmen, and his eyes stare daggers straight at her. Whoa. And it's like no one else is there but the human swashbuckler.
Wait, what did I do?
You hear in the background to your left, as you've been just, all you've looked at is the giant Zolgath throwing another one off of this 40 feet into an orb, but you hear clack, clack, clack on the ground as a pterodactyl looking dinosaur approaches you with a wing that seems to be broken.
What? That makes our life easier.
Yeah, Joe got a little bit. This wasn't originally a part of the campaign. Joe got inspired by the bird knives in Elden Ring. That's where this is coming from. it's actually a dinosaur, Pteranodon.
Pteranodon.
I didn't know how to say it. There you go.
You don't pronounce the P, Joe.
I figured that. So it's like it's very birdish looking, very sharp beak.
Bird up.
Is the bird looking at us like it's murderous?
Is that it, Joe? It's bird looking and it has a sharpish beak.
So what else? And here's
it's just a pterodactyl.
It's a pterodactyl. And here is the giant looking Zolgath.
Let's see it.
Oh,
how giant is it?
Big boy.
He is 7 feet tall.
Oh.
He has, well, the other ones were 5 feet tall. So
that hammer, though.
Yeah, why is this hammer glowing blue? What's going on? What'd that hammer do?
Grimlock 1v1.
Hammers only. Hammers only. Hang them high.
So, as I said, Kevin Akash is looking straight at you, Anna Carmen. And he says,
I feel like you're projecting. This is Joe. It's still Joe, yeah.
Human. You are
Grimlock steps to the side so he can get a better picture of him.
We all separate from the human.
Okay.
That's messed up.
Your kind is the reason for this.
Wow. There you go, Joe. This is a new voice. I like this.
Very spooky.
Very Mike Tyson.
You have come here to die or to help me.
Is it asking me a question? Like,
Orb.
No, I do not. Yeah, no.
Then what is your purpose?
To be honest, you know, it feels like, you know, maybe like 2 or 3 months have gone by. When I know in reality, it's only been just like 10 minutes. Can't really answer that question for you right now.
Dorf.
If I'm not mistaken, I think we're here to stop whatever you're doing. You're poisoning these lands.
I'm not poisoning these lands. I'm here to erase these lands.
Okay.
It sounds worse, honestly. We're here to stop that.
Well, then, I believe the time has come to stop the fucking. And he, he runs straight towards you. Roll for initiative.
Snap did a nature roll.
Nat 20 on the dragon.
He's making his own. He rolled so good, he can make it a dragon.
It becomes a dragon.
It's a dragon in a pterodactyl suit. I know it already.
Let's get initiative going, everyone. But Joe, I will give you that nat 20, though.
Is it like, yeah, I'm just trying to see if it's like neutral or if it's like ride or, like, is it like
ride or die?
Yeah.
No, it looks like it's a ride or die. Like, it is foaming at the mouth looking at you guys.
Maybe if you fix its wing.
Oh, I see a thorn in the wing. You're right. Help it up.
That classic proverb, thorn in the pterodon's wing.
there you go. There you go.
Oh, I know this one.
Hey, my mom drops that all the time. All the time. It's a classic saying.
Bring back some memories.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, whenever I'm getting in trouble, you know.
You guys see my dice rolling?
No. Nope. You want us to?
I don't care. I just wanted to know.
No, I do. The closet.
What a flex. Closet's rolling.
You said,
oh.
Do you see my dice rolling? I don't care.
Quads.
Don't tell me. I don't care.
Then why'd you ask, Joe?
All right, let's see. Grimlock, what'd you get?
A 10.
I rolled a 6 plus 8, 14.
Fidget?
18.
Naz?
7.
I almost called you Snowflake. Snap?
24.
That's
so rude.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
My guys did not roll well.
Hey, Joe, before we start this fight, be honest. Did you drop Javier?
I did not drop Javier.
Okay. Let's make that a hashtag. All of a sudden. Joe drops babies.
Joe is the dropper of babies.
So, Zach, you want to 1v1 this pterodactyl? I feel like that's cool.
Yes.
I feel like you can.
Cool way to die.
I think that's a good way to die. With a cigarette in my mouth. Biting it.
But you come, like, we just see you fly away with you in his mouth.
He just flies up and just drops me.
He's like, he's flying, taking you away to kill you, and you're like, guys, I got it right where I want.
It's just my plan the whole time.
I'm dead. I just died. So, nothing crazy.
All right, here we go. This is it, guys.
We rolled pretty bad.
I rolled really bad.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, speak for yourself. Good.
You rolled the worst. Man.
Oh, God. I speak for myself. All right, Chris. I rolled pretty bad.
Hey, Joe, how come the pterodactyl goes before me and the other guy?
Deal with it.
Damn.
Got him. He got your ass. I'm sorry.
You walked right into that one.
Shit.
Nap, you're up.
Wait, what's
Nap?
What? Nap got a 24.
No, you said Nap.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
I heard Snap.
Is Gust of Wind a level 2 spell?
Ooh. I think Hydro Pump is.
Yeah, it's not that good. All right. Instead, I will be summoning a Ice Method. So it'll take my whole turn.
Hey, yo, ice is super effective against dragons.
You know how it is. You know the vibe.
Here, take this.
Whoa. Juvenile, the boar came back.
Nice. And then Snowflake will reposition right here. And that's the turn. Well, actually, I could put it up to 30 feet. So I actually would like to put it.
Actually, you can't have that. Sorry. It won't let me give it to you.
Yeah. Just do it. Just do a search for Iceman.
You can even just do an icicle or a snowball.
Oh, hi. Look at that.
Perfect.
There it is.
I have control.
You will in little, 1 second.
Little chubster.
You have control.
Oh, yep. All right. I'll put it right here, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
It's right there. You can see.
It looks like what the thing is. He got the
Yeah,
right.
That's an ice method.
He has the right sprite.
Well, I was hoping for a better, not pixelated photo. That.
Well, okay, it's a ice little demon thingy.
Okay. Perfect.
Think of a demon, but covered in ice.
That's not cool. I mean, Devil May Cry or something.
Nah, good turn. Fidget.
Okay.
Fidget is going to look around at all of these lizard men, still really confused on like why she's here, still not completely sure of her surroundings or the situation. But she knows an opportunity when she sees one, and she is going to move to here. That was where it was, right? Yeah, 25. She's going to move up. So there's a direct line between her and the very scary looking lizard man with the glowing hammer. She's going to cast a spell, Joe.
Here we go.
She's gonna spin her hands together and this kind of weird like as if like forming a kind of ball in her hand, mumbling talking backwards, and she's going to cast a spell that I like to call, that the game likes to call, telekinetic maneuver. So I'm gonna roll against you, Joe.
I feel like I'm not gonna like this.
This would be against your fortitude DC.
I shouldn't have put him next to the cliff.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have let him walk before this.
You fucked up.
It's fine, because I shit at rolling.
Hero roll.
Hero
roll.
Hero point.
You can edit that roll. This is the moment. This is the time that I will use my hero point.
End it before it even begins.
We win!
guys,
he forgot his spell.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
I rolled the exact same number.
Did you blow it? Oh, you're blowing it, man!
I blew it. That's a 14.
Against what?
Against your 42 DC. That's nothing.
Surprisingly.
Whoa!
It does nothing.
Oh, you fucking bitch ass. So she releases the wave of energy and it buffets against the thing, but like it barely tickles him.
He flicks it off with one of his pecs.
That's gross.
Oh my god. Oh,
didn't you see that? All right, it's your turn. I'm done. That was my three actions.
Okay, it's his turn.
Your kind will pay for what they've done.
Joe, why does he get to go first?
Because I'm the damn it.
This is my game.
It feels like his 14 is a stronger 14.
5, 10, 15.
The 14 20. Plus.
Oh my god. Could
the 14 really beats the eye, t- the, 14. The eye test.
20.
He's recounting to make sure.
5, 10, 15, 20. God damn it.
He only has a 20 movement speed?
Yes.
What a loser.
He picked the furthest person away to beef with, too.
What? I think I have a brilliant strat in my head.
he's kiting the final boss.
And then he touches his hammer as he moves 20 feet closer to you. And from his hammer comes out a cold ray of darkness, tinged with unholy energy. Does a 27 hit your AC?
Why do you ask these questions?
Is it a crit?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. You take 15 points of cold damage.
Ouch.
And I must ask, are you celestial?
Well, funny story. I'm not.
So that was a two-action spell as he cast Chilling Darkness.
That's dark.
It is now the pterodactyl's turn, or Pteranodon.
Terry.
It lifts off the ground and flies right next to the ice mephit and lands.
Wait, it can fly with its broken wing?
There is no broken wing.
I thought it had a broken wing.
That was fantasy.
Yeah, I guess that was fake.
No, he said it had a broken wing.
Yeah, I guess that was a lie.
There's no thorn in its wing. That was made up, but there is a broken wing.
All I want.
It looks like it's struggling mightily, and it looks like it wouldn't be able to hold itself up for long.
Yeah, all I want is some consistency with my storytelling. Is that too much to ask?
Yes. Is it going to eat this thing?
And it bites down with its beak. Does a 17 hit it?
That matches.
Okay, so it does 7 points of damage as it pierces through.
Okay. This thing's a tank. You can take that hit, like, at least one more time.
What a tank! What a tank!
Pretty deep. It's gonna try to bite it one more time. It's 10.
It's fucked up. Okay,
yeah, 10, that misses. I'm assuming doesn't hit.
That misses, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, right. we're all tanks if we really think about it.
we can all take the hits.
Anna Carmen, it is now your turn.
Wait, you said 7 damage?
Yeah, 7 damage for the
first one.
Man, this is a... Hey, Mr. Grimlock, what's a shove check? What do you roll for that? Since you've done more of, like, grappling and shoving and stuff.
I think we said any weapon could shove, but if it has a shove trait, it has a bonus.
I think it's the weapon bonus.
I think so, but I forgot what the actual role is for shove.
Oh, yeah. It's athletics. Yeah, I just looked it up. All right. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. I'm going to shove the shit out of this guy.
Do it.
I'm going to get one less player on the board. Field. Yeah.
Anna Carmen moves up to one of the Zolgaths that is just outside, just on the edge of the tower.
Why is there over?
Oh, baby. 17 plus 8, so 25. And that's against your fortitude DC.
That's a success.
There we go. You move back 5 feet into the depths.
I believe I get an immediate reaction.
Why?
Because he's the DM.
Everyone gets this. If you get pushed off of anything, you get an immediate reaction called grab an edge. Yeah, grab an edge. Mm. You fall from or past an edge or handhold requirements. Your hands are not tied to your back, behind your back, or otherwise restrained. When you fall, you can try to grab it, potentially stopping your fall. You must succeed a reflex save, usually at the climb DC.
I believe you, Joe. Just
Mufasa him.
Yeah, I was about to say, I hope your little fingers don't care that I step on them.
Why don't you talk to me like I'm my baby?
I was so confused.
I didn't know how to feel.
Did you like it?
Oh my god. This is getting weird.
This tower was not meant to be climbed. It has a climb DC of 30.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I made it up with the two of us.
He rolled a 25. So
he had
does
the
not
will.
Make it.
He had the will to live though.
Yeah, he tried. He tried really hard. He gets a hand on, but it just falls out of his grip and he falls straight down and lands on top of the dinosaur that fell last night, and now it's just a body of dinosaur and Zolgath crumpled together. I think Elmer's gone.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Where'd you go?
What do you mean?
You went by.
What do you mean?
What?
Was that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn. That was 3 actions. No, I moved twice. I moved twice and then I shoved them. Well, that's good to know that there's a 30 climb DC to beat. That's, yeah.
Now you're close to the wall, though.
Not that close.
I move my movement speed, Joe, and I'm going to try to push this man 5 feet back.
There you go.
Oh, 23 against your, was it 42 DC?
Yeah.
The success.
I'm pushing him back.
This one doesn't even make an attempt. It just falls off.
Damn. There you go. Clear the board, boys. Clear the board.
Clear the board.
He just trust falls backwards. Jesus.
He just accepts it.
Yeah, he's like, this is what I was meant for.
That's the embodiment of the meme. If no one got me, I know God got me.
So is that your
and
turn?
Then for my final action, I am going to...
It is so funny.
I'm a overdrive my weapon.
There you go. Vroom, vroom. Got that VTEC vroom, in there, vroom. Baby.
That's V-tech. A 24. Just a regular success.
You drank a V8.
Oh, yeah, he had a V8.
And I'm done.
Naz.
Oh, shit, it's my turn already.
I know. It seems like we're doing so much.
Everyone else went. Oh, weird. You know, I'm a go in swinging. What are these are pillars right here?
Those are pillars, yeah. Yes. Oh. So to be flanking that pterodactyl, you'd have to be able to draw a straight line between you and
I like how you just assumed that was gonna be a question.
it is a straight line, right? No?
This spot. Right? No, between
it's so big you could do this too.
That would be flanking. Because it's so big.
I'm gonna bite this bitch.
Oh, classic. Fucking classic.
And I'm your fucking character and you're still gonna use your jaws.
Yep.
Hey, you can't fix me.
You gotta use what God gave you.
You just gotta let me be me, alright?
Let him drive. Let him drive.
I know, let me cook, man. Shit. I've been alive this entire time, alright?
If I was so bad, I would've been dead.
I'm gonna fucking eat you.
Bye, Joe. All right.
Hey, Zach, shove him. Shove him.
What if I... never mind. That sounds bad. All right. I roll. All right. I did nothing. Bye. I'm using the... whatchamacallit, Joe? The other...
Yeah, I believe you.
Okay. I don't lie. I rolled a 13, so...
That's gonna miss.
Yeah. Figured.
Yeah, one more.
It's not looking so hot. Here we go.
What did I say, Joe? You can fix the character.
16!
That doesn't hit.
Okay. Well, it's there, I guess.
All right. Snap. You're up. You got your ice method. You got you.
This bird's about to get picked apart. So the ice method will attack twice, right? Well, how many actions does he get? Does he get three like everybody? Or
he gets three like everyone.
That's so amazing.
15.
Oh, my God. That's a 15?
He has a plus 9, yeah.
Jesus.
Miss or hit?
Miss. Oh, wait, wait, whoa. Hold up. Zach, what did you roll?
I'm including the flank.
He rolled a 16.
16 hits with the flank.
What the?
Hey. Don't tell Zach he don't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Let me cook. Was that your jaw or was that your magical dagger?
Magical dagger.
Yeah, he said it. I heard him.
I heard him.
Let's see.
Remember, you're flanking, so check the sneak attack box.
I know. All right. Here we go. Total is 10.
All right. There you go. 10 points damage as you stab him in one of his wings.
Wings.
His good wing.
I tear it.
You do some damage to the wing.
He can't fly anymore.
He hardly can before.
Say it, Joe. Say it. He can't fly.
He can't fly anymore.
Perfect. Let's stick to that. Let's remember that.
Right, and the ice method.
It's motherfucker off the thing.
Did you roll the second time?
19, but it's the second attack. So what is it? Minus 2 or minus 4?
Minus... Is he using an agile weapon or is it just a normal weapon?
It's agile.
Okay, then it's minus 4.
So another 15.
That's going to miss.
All right. And then he will fly 20 feet into the air. Or 25 feet straight in the air.
Okay. All right. Just going to remember that, everyone.
And then Snowflake will go all the way around. And I will go here.
Damn, so Snowflake
will attack with the Talon. 20. 20?
That's a hit.
All right, so 2d6. So 11 damage for the first attack.
Okay.
And then, shit, do I want to have her stay? Yeah. Oh, look at that. That's a hit for the second. And then 8 damage.
Okay.
And then Snap will take a swing with the sickle. Nat 20. Ooh. My magical sickle.
The fight.
It's a sickle.
I'm a communist.
Sickle. Snap is a communist. Confirmed.
Let it be known.
That sounds about canon.
It's when Snap and Grimlock combine, we become the hammer and sickle.
Our show's been propaganda for Russia this whole time.
Oh, God.
All right. What is crit damage?
Double your dice and double your bonus.
Okay.
Double everything.
Joe, are you disappointed?
4 and my damage. What is my bonus? Just plus my dex, because it's agile. So 6. So 10 damage, or yeah, 10 damage total.
You cut the injured wing right off.
Whoa.
It's Whoa. Up still.
It's pretty messed up.
But it can't fly.
It already couldn't fly after my dagger.
Now it really can't. Marcus made it actually happen.
Oh my god.
Crazy. I have one more attack too.
Oh shit.
So this is 26.
No, wait. But no, it's you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You moved, you attacked, that's two actions, then you gave one action to...
Oh, you're right, to Snowflake, yeah. Yeah. All right, well then can I, since I only moved 5, can I take a step back?
No, that's a different, because you can't move, attack, move. That'd be two actions.
All right, so then that's my turn.
All right, that was a very good turn. Fidget, you're up.
Fidget's gonna saddle up, run up next to her best friend, Grimlock. Right here. Not be- In her eyes, we're best friends. OG squad, you know, the whole shebang. And then she's going to pull out a fan favorite for everybody to see, everyone's favorite color spray, right in these yeah. two old guys' face.
Color spray.
Right and on Grimlock. Got it. Grimlock, you able to roll?
Oh, actually, you got to roll, Joe. I don't got to roll shit.
Yeah, Joe.
No, why? Grimlock, no, you're hitting doesn't. Grimlock.
No, I'm coming in front of him.
What do I need to roll? 14?
Will.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So the warrior, the weak one, rolls an 11.
Okay, it's a failure.
And Kavnikash rolls a 27.
Stop. I fucking hate your fucking bosses. You suck ass so much. Okay, the warrior is stunned one, blinded for one round, and dazzled for a minute. And then Kavnikash is dazzled for one round.
Dazzled for one round means what again?
I think it means a slight debuff to...
Minus one. To all things.
Okay, and the other guy's blind for one round?
Blind for one round and stunned one too.
Okay. Can you remember the stunned one?
Hold on. No, so dazzled, they're concealed, Joe.
Oh, okay. I have to do it.
So you have to break a DC 5 flat check to target your creature.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright.
And then what'd you ask for the one? What'd you ask?
Can you remember the slowed one stuff for me?
Yeah, stunned one. Got it. All right, that's my turn. Moved and kept blasted color spray. A technicolor spray of sand covers these fucking two lizards. The other one, it fucking coats the regular looking guy. But the other, but Kavnikash is like, I don't know. It's like sand, like pocket sand.
So, just for summary, there was 4 Zolgaths on the top of this, along with Kavnikash and the Pteranodon. 2 of them were pushed off of the Zolgaths. There's 1 Zolgath left. One of them was thrown off by Kavnikash himself into the orb. Yeah. The Pteranodon is currently getting cut up into Swiss cheese.
Whoa.
Just for everyone's recap.
Yeah.
It's Kavnikash's turn.
If we go down, I'm taking the human with me.
5.
Does he have an offer that we cannot refuse? 20,
5.
That's so funny. 10. That's so funny.
He just runs right past us to straight to the human. That's great.
Was that 2 actions, Joe, to get there?
That was 2 actions.
Okay. So do a DC 5 flat check to see if you even, like, can perceive.
Well, I'm seeing what I want to do.
Well, I mean, no matter what, you have to roll the DC 5 flat check.
Do I?
Yeah.
You're the DM, Joe. You can do whatever you want.
That's what I like. Hero point, Zach.
You must succeed a DC 5 flat check when targeting with an attack, spell, or other effect.
Don't let a man tell God what to do.
Holy hell, I forgot about the hero point business.
Air effects aren't subject to this flat check.
What about... Joe forgot to give himself a hero point, that's what he's saying.
No, but you guys are getting nerfed.
I was like, I get...
Whoa, nerf!
Unlimited hero points.
Because this is not a normal game. We sit down once a week and we record for about an hour.
Yeah.
Compared to a normal game where people would sit down and play for hours.
I don't. Your hero I point, failed to see the difference.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Your hero points cannot save you from death.
What?
Okay.
But everyone gets an extra feat.
And I have.
We'll
two
do hero this.
Points.
We'll do this at now. The end of this book.
I already picked my feet. I want to add it right now.
I already got 2
feet. I have my feet. New feeds.
Everyone gets feet.
It's actually just a 3rd foot for Snap.
I thought you already told us this, but
I did. Okay. But I didn't tell you guys on air.
Oh, on air.
The radio.
Okay, well, is he...
Yeah, what's he doing?
I get 2 hero points, though, right? So you said it. I'm sticking with that.
I don't think he ever said that.
No, he said I get a hero point because I get
it was recorded, yeah.
Yep.
Joe did say it.
Hey, whose team are you on, Chris?
Whose turn is it?
Yeah.
It's Joe's turn.
He's gonna try to grab Anna Carmen.
Roll that five.
Why would you do that?
Jump off of the roof of it.
Nimble okay. Dodge. 16. Nimble dodge.
Does a 25 beat your fortitude DC?
What is my fortitude DC? Is it just 10 plus the bonus?
Yes.
19. Yeah. Fortitude. Right. Yeah.
You are grappled. Your target is grabbed until the end of your next turn unless you move or your target escapes. So you are now grabbed by Kavnikash. In his big, bulky hands, he grabs you by your... I think you have leather armor on?
Yes.
He grabs you by the like your chest piece of your leather armor.
Hey, whoa.
It's the Pteranodon.
Watch the hands, buddy. Watch the hands, bro.
The Pteranodon is going to...
Do they have an HR department?
The Pteranodon is going to look around. He sees Snowflake as a dinosaur and is hesitant to fight that. It's specious. And then it's going to attack the goblin that stabbed him in the back with the scythe. With sickle.
Wow.
With its beak.
It's gonna dodge it. I feel it.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, wow.
It does 26 points of damage.
26?
Yes. Ow.
He's lying.
How much health do I have? Okay, cool. Snaps a tank. He's got one life, 1 point left.
Oh my god.
He's a tank.
He's then going to, as he sees how much damage that did, he's going to spin around and try to poke at the other goblin.
Gonna dodge it.
It's a 22 to hit.
Joe, he said he dodged it.
Do you not hear what I said?
Sorry. I say you take 6 points of damage. And then it's going to try to grapple you in its jaws.
Wait, who's you?
The one it just bit.
What's its name?
Naz.
Bullshit. Go on.
The 24 beats your fortitude DC.
Yes.
You're now locked in its jaws.
What?
Anna Carmen, your turn.
Well, I'm going to try to break out of this dude's thing. The grasp.
Okay.
What do I need to do to roll?
You can try to an escape action.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a... Oh my god. Give me an unarmed attack.
An unarmed attack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
what my... Slap him silly.
Yeah, I don't know what my...
Oh, you can use an acrobatics or athletics check instead.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Acrobatics, baby. Ooh, 12. Roll the 12. Plus 12. 24.
You just get out.
Hey. There we go. Now, I backflip over him and land behind him.
I thought you were going to backflip off the edge.
No, I backflip over him.
And I behind die. Him.
I'm going to roll another acrobatics check for that, actually.
Want some panache?
Yeah, I want my panache. If I, how about this? If I fail it, I'm prone.
Done.
Cool.
You fail.
8 plus 12.
You fail.
20. You just tell me I fail. Yeah.
I get to make up the DC.
No, you don't. Stop
okay,
lying.
So 20 against his what?
I don't know. I backflipped over him.
I'm going to say it's his reflex DC, which is a 20, which means you tie, which means you beat.
Yes. There we go. Panache, baby. I have yet to draw my weapon, so I draw the weapon, and I'm ready. That's
you can do that with your movement.
Like, as I flip over?
As you flip over.
That's extra cool, baby. Wow. Dang. That's crazy. All right. So that's two actions. And was the escape technically an attack or no?
Yes, it was.
That's whack. Okay. I'm still going to try to just attack him. Ooh. Yeah, 4 plus 10 minus 4. So 10.
Not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna do it.
All right, that's my turn.
All right, Grimlock.
I wish my movement speed was better. I guess I'll just go up and attack this last Zolgath, the little one. Attack him twice. Nope, that's not right.
I forgot his move twice.
Okay, 19.
To hit.
That's 11 points of damage.
All right.
And then second attack, 22.
Sumo plugs him.
7 points of damage.
And you cut off his chest.
Yeah, I know. I like,
tell me how I cut off his chest.
It's like you're slicing ham.
Oh.
Oh, there man. Go.
That's pretty gruesome.
Precision. Okay. Turn's done.
I'm impressed.
Naz.
I'm locked inside of the pterodactyl's jaws, right? Or yeah. Whatever, mouth.
Pteranodon.
Pteranodon.
You can roll an athletics or an acrobatics check to try to escape out of it, or you can just stay in there and fight it. It looks like it's dying, though.
Oh, I'm gonna stab it. Oh my god. We're all 13.
That's a miss.
Yeah, I know. All right. Now all I can do is keep on rolling. I'll keep rolling. 19?
That's a hit.
Okay. All right, big money. 9.
9 points of damage?
Mm-hmm.
You stick your dagger right in its eye, and it just slumps as it jaws release you. Now it really can't fly anymore.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Snap, it's your turn.
Wait, where'd it go? Did
it die? It died.
Oh, I murdered it.
Yes.
Oh, what?
That was Can it fly though?
That was pretty, that was a little anticlimactic.
That's not the boss though.
Like, I know, but okay.
All the right. boss has well, yet to been touched, and I don't know if anyone can touch him.
Oh my god. Wow.
We could trip him, we could touch him.
We could push him. I know that.
Just push him off the ledge.
Okay.
Bum rush him, everyone.
That sounds kind of great. That's my turn.
All right, Snap, you up.
All right. The ice method will go 5. It's here, but it's still in the air.
All right. How high up?
25 feet.
Okay.
And then it'll cast Ray of Frost on the dude. Okay. So that one, it misses.
Yep.
All right. And then Snowflake will go over and hit him with a nat one. Fuck. And then I'll have her leave. Too risky. Like, go right here. And then for my last action, I think I still have 2 more. I'll try and battle medicine myself. That's a pass. It's a 19. Then 2d8, 13. And then I'll take a couple of steps back right here. Right here. All right, and then that's my turn.
Okay. Fidget.
Okay. Fidget is going to... Fuck. God damn it. Fidget's going to... Yeah, okay. Fidget's going to cast Magic Missile. She's going to stay where she is, and she's going to cast Magic Missile all through her actions. So that's going to be 3 darts. Does that sound good to you, Joe?
Yep.
You were complaining that you don't think we'll be able to hit him, so now I'm like, you know, whatever. Some free hits. So, rolling 4. Are you gonna need? Oops. All right, so 4, 9. Oh, wow, I rolled really good. 8, 11. So that's 11 plus 1. Can't do math for some reason. 14 points of damage, of force damage.
All right. As those magic missiles just bombard into him, it does seem like it did a good blow.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's his turn. He is going to just take a giant swing with his hammer at Anna Carmen.
Nimble dodge!
A 30.
Jesus Christ.
Why is Joe just a liar?
Joe's mad. Yeah, that hits.
It's not our fault you decided to start them all on the ledge.
You're going to take 13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
As it comes into your legs. Then he's going to try to bite you.
Okay.
Just a 20.
No, that does not hit. Loser. Right,
he misses with his jaws. And then he's going to take his claw and try to slash at you and rolls a natural 1. And he misses clear above you.
He's prone.
But he just went all out on you.
He's prone.
And Carmen, it's your turn.
He's prone.
He is not prone.
He's prone. I don't make the rules, Joe. He's prone.
I make the rules.
Okay. I move. Dude's now flanked. And I'm going to attack. 17. I don't even know. Does that hit?
17 hits. That's not a flank.
The dude's right there.
It's 25 feet up in the air.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well...
17.
Do a jump attack.
Stagger him.
So 17 still hits?
17 misses.
Oh, okay.
This guy has much heavier armor on than the other ones. Much.
I am going to try to intimidate him.
What?
Yeah. Okay. So let me just roll for that. Oh, shit. Okay. 19 plus 9. 28.
You seem to got to him.
There we go.
He is not only intimidated by you, but he's actually a little scared of you.
Is it a...
Like, you've hit...
Is it a critical success?
What was it?
Is it a critical success?
But what was the total?
28.
That is a critical success.
Oh,
you're using your demon mask?
You're feared too, baby.
Feared too. Okay. You have seemed to hit some sort of trauma trigger for him.
There we go.
This is dark.
Too far. Too far. It's a fight to the death. So.
I don't even know what I said.
Have class.
You smelled like pee.
You just hear him say, "No, not the humans. Not again. They fit at all."
So nobody liked you when you were a kid.
Hey, that voice of yours is stupid.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He's no longer feared. He's enraged. Is it frightened or feared? It's frightened.
Oh, so I said I'm going to try and intimidate it, but I meant to demoralize him. So yeah, he's frightened too on a critical success.
So it's a minus two for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
Alrighty. Grimlock.
All right, I move up, first action, and then I'm going to attempt to tamper with his armor. Okay. Crafting check against your reflex DC, 27 total.
That succeeds.
Is it a critical success or no?
Yes.
Okay, so it's tampered until his turn, and he has to interact with it to untamper it. And until then, he's considered flat-footed, and he has minus 10 to his movement speed.
Okay.
Okay, so with the third action, we're just going to attack. 13?
That misses.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Naz, he is considered flat-footed.
Right now, I'll probably just use my, whatchamacallit, like Conjure Flame. Okay, never mind. let me move. No, I'll stay right there. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, all right.
All right, the ice mephit will fly down, so he's now even with the dude, and then we'll attack it twice. So first one, 14. Guessing that does not hit. And then the second. Oh, so it's an agile, so 21. 21 total.
21 hits.
All right.
With and the negatives.
Right, it's so flanked and flat-footed, right? Both?
So it's only minus two.
Still? Only minus
it
two? AC.
It doesn't stack, because flanked makes you flat-footed.
It's messed up, Joe.
Alright, so...
But now it doesn't need to be flanked to be flat-footed.
And it doesn't have to be flat-footed to be flanked.
So, what's the bonus to damage? So, 9 physical damage, and then 3 ice damage.
Okay.
And then now, Snowflake will attack. Will bite this dude in his calf. 26 to hit.
That's a regular hit.
16 damage.
Damn.
And then Snowflake will attack again. That won't hit.
I forget how strong Snowflake is now.
Yeah, she does a lot of damage. And then I guess I can cast something. No, I don't think I can. Somebody's in. Well, is there a straight line between me and the guy, or would you say that Naz is in the way?
I say Naz is in the way for that. You'd have to move.
Okay, so then that's my turn.
Okay. Fidget, you're up.
Yeah, okay. Fidget's gonna... All right. Everyone's all around the dude. So Fidget is going to... just keep on... Do I have to roll perception to see how they're looking?
Yeah.
All right, I'll roll that first. That's my first action. Just to see what's up. Fucking... It's 11, Joe.
You can't tell. He seems to be holding it together.
Great, cool, awesome. Fan-fucking-tastic. All right, I'm gonna kill my last second level spell. And I'm gonna try to disarm him.
Okay.
So I need you to roll another, Yes, I gotta roll.
Okay.
Oh, that's gonna be a 28 against your fortitude.
That succeeds.
That's just a regular success?
Yep.
Okay, so for the disarm then, you've loosened, it's loosened your grip on it. So you weaken your target's grasp on the item until the start of the creature's turn. Attempts to disarm the target on that item give a +2 circumstance bonus. And a target takes a penalty attacks the item. And the target takes a -2 circumstance penalty to attack with the item or other checks requiring the firm grasp on the item.
What was your roll again?
28.
Against fortitude?
Yeah, against fortitude DC.
It's a crit. Because he's frightened too.
He drops it on the ground.
So you guys just see his, what makes him drop it? Is it just force?
It's like Fidget once again does the little form as if like a ball of force in her hands, but this time instead of like pushing out, she kind of grabs it with her own hands and starts to pull it apart, and then you guys can kind of see like, you can see like a bunch of like hands, just kind of like ghostly hands, kind of form all around the weapon and just start and yank it from its grasp and make it drop to the ground.
That's cool.
Okay.
And then Fidget lets out a breath and just and quietly under breath just goes, fuck.
I wish it didn't go
finally. But he dropped it though. So that's just gonna take turns away from it. Is all.
And that's good. I would have snatched it and threw it off the cliff if I was after him.
Yeah, I know. It sucks that they're right before me, but like, I can't do any. I mean, I don't like. I feel like I want to just like. I don't think I'm doing enough damage to really do much. So I want to kind of like just take actions away from it.
No, that's cool.
Okay, that's my turn, Joe.
So because of the frightened condition, he doesn't want to be anywhere near this human.
Yeah,
and he takes steps away. So. 5, 15, 20.
-10 is movement speed.
Oh, God. 5, 10. He moves away from the human. He leaves his maul, or his hammer.
Nice.
And he grabs his wooden symbol around his neck. And he reaches his hand towards you, Fidget.
It's a wizard! He's a wizard!
And he says, if I can't kill the human, I'll kill what he loves.
What?
Excuse me?
What?
Huh? What?
Wait, are you?
He ships it. He ships
it. Yeah, are you? Are you making up a love storyline here, Joe?
Give me
Fidget blushes.
A DC, a will DC,
a will DC.
Yep.
A will
DC. Dude, Grimlock's gonna tease you hella bad, Anna Carmen.
this dude, 27.
This dude is delusional.
27.
You take half damage, so you take 9 points of mental damage.
I feel like that's a no damage. I feel that's a crit success.
It's not.
9 points?
9 points of damage as you start to question who's the god that Fidget worships?
Desna.
As you start to question Desna.
Shit.
As he casts Crisis of Faith. Shaylin. As he casts Crisis of Faith on you. Anna Carmen, your turn. I think you guys can do it.
Alright. Move. One action. He's frightened one now, right?
Yeah, because it goes down one.
Yeah, and now he's being flanked. Okay. Alright. I'm gonna attack him.
Okay.
Oh, 15 plus a 10.
That's a hit.
There we go. 1d6. Ooh, 6 plus 2. 8 plus another 2 for having my panache point. So that is 10 points of damage.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to do the same thing again. Attack him. Oh, 15 plus... I got another 15 plus 10 minus 4, 21.
That hits.
Nice. Another d6. All right, 2 plus 2 plus 2. 6 points of damage.
Okay, you guys, it's getting close.
Oh, I'm so close. That's it. That's my turn.
Grimlock.
I'm just swinging. Ooh, 24 on the first attack.
That's a hit.
Max damage, 14, plus 2. I forgot to add my overdrive, so 16 damage.
He's wobbling. He's bleeding from multiple cut wounds.
Second attack, 15 total.
Misses. He has just enough energy to get out of your axe's way.
Third attack, I'm going for the trip. Gotta do it to him. That is, what? I already forgot. What is the roll? I forgot. It's been too long. Athletics check plus a weapon bonus.
Too long.
13
too
plus.
Too long. It doesn't do it.
21.
No.
Okay.
Wait. 21.
Yeah, because you add your weapons bonus.
Because the frightened, he falls.
There we go.
Too scared to stand up.
You guys know what to do. That's my turn.
Avnikash is now prone on the ground. Naz, your turn.
You know, I already know what's going to happen. I'm going to kill it.
He's considered flat-footed.
Son of a bitch. Fucking 10. What the fuck?
The mess.
Yeah. All right. Big money. 16?
Miss.
Ah, fuck. Okay, well.
That's it.
That's it.
He's able, like, your dagger just can't find purchase as it keeps getting into his tattered armor now. Snap.
You missed? You missed the dead guy?
3 times, twice.
Snap will do it. He'll do it. He got you. Snap will just slide the sickle under the dude's throat. 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
And, you know, just end dude's misery. He's had enough. 7 damage.
Still up? I mean, he's down, but he's up.
So you got
call it, Joe.
He's
call
got
it.
A thick throw. He's got a thick throw. We'll go at it again.
Yeah, call it.
Ow.
Call it.
Ow.
27, so 24 to hit.
That's right?
No,
hit.
23 to hit.
That's a hit.
5 damage.
As you pull your sickle from underneath his throat, you just hear one last gargle as he starts to drown on his own blood.
You cannot stop. You cannot stop us. We will have a revenge. Fuck.
And his eyes just go dim.
Okay.
You guys did it.
All right.
Can I stab him one more time? Just for shits and giggles?
You want to? Marcus, you gotta go?
All right, kill
him. No?
Okay, cool. Because we got one thing.
Oh, phase two?
Phase two boss time.
The music didn't fade out.
The music didn't stop. The boss music didn't stop. What's going on?
Everyone give me a perception throw.
For perception.
For real.
10. 10.
11 plus 8,
19.
14. 10. Anna Carmen.
Yes.
You're looking around the battlefield. There's Zolgaths dead on the ground. You know few of them are on the ground underneath the tower.
The ground.
Pteranodons dead, lifeless on the ground. And you're looking at your companions. And you see the orb floating around. The same orb that has the same color tint of the little speck that touched Fidget's chest not so long ago.
Uh-oh.
And you begin to see, you look at Fidget.
We're going to kill Fidget. We're going to have to kill Fidget.
And you see Fidget's chest start to glow brighter. And then you see the orb that's been constantly circling, constantly moving, begin to slow and then stop. The glow from the orb dims just slightly as 4 more specks release from it and all touch you in your chest.
Me?
What? Yes.
Ain't touching me.
Wait, all 4 of them touch me or they touch everybody
touch
else?
Everyone else. Everyone in the party.
I don't consent.
Has a fleck land on them. Even if you try to run, it follows.
What?
And with it, and Fidget's, yours begins to brighten as you all begin to feel this warmth come within you. It's not unsettling, it's just new. It's full of vigor, lifefulness.
Vigor?
I hate this even more. As Naz hates this even more.
It's like if you were standing next to a campfire with your friends. You all have received the reflection of life, which means anytime you rest, you regain double your normal hit points, meaning you double your constitution modifier by your level. And once per day, for 2 actions, you can envision this light, and you gain fast healing 3 for 1 minute.
Okay. All right.
And you all become 5th level.
Whoa!
Hey, we get a key buff and a level.
Key buff. Our first rune.
Our first room. Yeah.
You guys have you've cried the Kavnikash great rune. You must go to a divine tower to fully enact it.
We're at a tower.
Oh, well, there you go. So the scene goes from you guys. It goes up into the air, and you see the orb, which was like a brightish orange, is now a darker color orange, but it begins to move around again in a circle around a tower. And the view changes from you guys, and it flies over to Aberton, and it falls right on top of a farm, and it goes straight into the grass. Like, that's all you see is grass, and you see blood speckles across the grass. You see a detached wing on the grass, and you hear a slight purr and footsteps, and you hear, "Well, this will be interesting at the circus." And your point of view changes, and it's now you're being dragged on the ground. And instead of it being a grassy plain, it's now a bustling city. And we look to our right, we look to our left, and we're supposed to have two wings. We only have one wing. That goblin's a piece of shit. We're barely hanging on to life. And we're brought into this tent with a giant chair that's sitting in the middle of it. And everyone's moving around us, but as we're being dragged into this tent, we see a catfolk, purple tinted fur, a nice hat with a cane to walk on. She doesn't look like she needs the cane, just looks like an accessory. And she just says, "Well, I guess we can put them with the grafting."
Grafting? This is Gross. Elden Ring.
Gross.
And that's the end of book one. Good job, guys.
What?
We did it.
We did it.
We did it. You try to kill him.